News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Leaving Cert reforms are being rushed before schools have capacity. That is the warning from the Association of Secondary Teachers of Ireland. And I'm joined now by Conor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen Community School. Conor, good morning to you. Do you echo the concerns of the ASTI about rushing through this reform?
I do, unfortunately. I love reform, I'll be honest with you. I love getting a new specification and all that, all the excitement of teaching something completely different. But it's just too fast, unfortunately. I was talking to some science teachers and their main concern, they have lots of concerns, but one of their main concerns is just simply the safety of students. There's not enough labs. Their labs aren't safe enough to do the what's called an AAC, basically the 40% project. They're working off safety guidelines that weren't built for projects. So they're written in 1996 and then updated in 2001. So just on health and safety grounds, they're very concerned. I was talking to another business teacher and he basically pointed out that they don't even know, they're not even 100% sure on the content that they're supposed to teach. And he said a colleague of his in another school was even kind of suggesting to his students not to take up business because he simply didn't know enough in order to kind of complete the task.
That sounds
so
like
many issues.
Quite a mess. Is there a solution that teachers can see? I mean, a lot of people would suggest that the Leaving Cert does need reform and that senior cycle reform is necessary. But is there a solution? Is it just more time needed to bring this about, or is it the reform itself per se?
Well, there's time, first of all, I think is needed. I'll give a simple example. I'm an English teacher and there's a new oral component coming into the English specification, which I love. I think it's a great idea. But that came very late in the development. The group that came up with this only had 9 meetings and it was suggested at the 8th meeting that an oral component. And because they didn't have time to tease it out, what that actually means is that many students won't be writing about the novel in 5th and 6th year English. If you can imagine how bizarre that is, studying English to Leaving Cert but never actually writing about it. So they need time in order to tease all those and other small issues out. But there's a rush and a rush and a rush and it's unnecessary. This is the Leaving Cert. This is the foundation for education of our whole society. Mm-hmm. Our whole society is built on second level education and built on the Leaving Cert. It's not something you want to rush through willy-nilly and just kind of just to get the thing done. It's something you want to pause and take your time.
Why do you think there is the rush? Why do you think there is that pressure to kind of get this done, whether or not schools and teachers and students are ready for it?
Well, the previous minister, so this is all on the previous minister. This isn't on the present minister at all. The previous minister just decided, and we really don't know. Back in 2022, the NCCA was all ready to kind of slowly develop the Leaving Cert. And they are pulling out, they are redeveloping subjects bit by bit, time and taking their time. A lot of the subjects were going to 20% project, more if necessary, you know, for like your art, et cetera, and music. They'll have more than 20%, et cetera. But a lot of subjects going to 20%. And there is even talk of reducing the number of subjects so that they could actually do all of these projects. Because if you imagine all the students doing projects, 40% projects, it takes up a lot of time.
So like in line with an A-levels almost, where you do fewer subjects but do them in greater depth perhaps.
They were opening up that discussion in 2022. And then Norma Foley in March 2022 made a big speech saying, no, not going to be 20%, 40% for everything, regardless of the subject, regardless of whether the subject necessitated it. And also some new subjects coming in and they have to get, and there was a strict timeline imposed. And that's where that's where it all just kind of fell apart, because it takes a huge amount of time. People from outside education don't quite realise it takes a lot of time to get these things right. And you have to get time to test them as well. There's no point rushing out one and then finding out 2 years later, oh gosh, that didn't quite work out the way we hoped it. But it's too late now. We have it for the next 20 years.
Okay. Look, I do take your points on all of that. Do you see any sucker for those of you who think this, or do you think this is going to be pushed ahead with?
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be pushed ahead with because of the pressure that's come. And I'll be honest with you, the pressure that's coming is coming from the CAO. And that's the big bugbear in the room. My son's watching Stranger Things these days, and I was watching it and I knew that I was going to come on and talk to you guys. And I thought the Upside Down, those monsters in the Upside Down and Stranger Things with our tentacles coming out and grabbing everything. That's what the CAO does to second level education. And everything stems from that. I know you wanted to discuss maybe the grade inflation. Grade inflation is the CAO. The Gleadh is the upside down coming in to second level education. And I just wish the CIO would leave me in my classroom alone and let me get on with my job.
Look, Conor, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Conor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen Community School. Love to know what people think about all of that out there this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.